Hello.
Hi, Lynette. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going all right.
Okay, good. Well, I do have your file here in front of me. Andrew wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, how it would work, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. And then you also do qualify here for a reduced rate, being that the business itself is still fairly new. Now, I was trying to pull up your website, guaranteepestsok.com. Is that not an active website for you?
It's guarantee with two E's.
Yeah, guarantee with two E's, and then pestok.com. Okay. Now, you know, obviously having a website's important. It gives people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call it. It would be our job to make sure that people see it, make it easier for people who may not already know the name of your business to find that website. So, of course, we create additional content, link it to your website. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. And, of course, the calls come directly to you, so it's not like a lead-based service. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You're doing residential and commercial. Did you have any particular preference of one over the other? Do you like a nice, even mix?
Yeah, we just do whatever.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Gotcha. And then the best package here for you, being that you do travel and you go a good, you know, maybe 60, 70 miles, that's our Platinum package. It's a comprehensive package of both local search engine optimization and social media. So there would be Facebook ads included as well. Now, of course, it's a month-to-month service. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. You can stop at any time. I'd be able to reduce the rate here. You qualify as a newer business. Our new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. But it's not an introductory rate. You know, it's not going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you choose to keep the service, you would save a little more than 50% off the normal cost. It would save you exactly $300 a month. It would bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 would be the exact amount, meaning you're not paying for leads or, you know, a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, at least on the surface, though, being that it's designed to get your phone ringing and get more eyes on your website. Is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Well, we have been talking about trying to do that.
Okay. So when you say we, is that like you and a partner?
My husband.
You and your husband. Okay.
Yeah, it's my...
I'm sorry, could you... You're cutting out a little bit. Could you repeat that?
It's myself and my husband.
Yourself and your husband. Okay. So you were talking about something like this. And, I mean, there's a good reason to do something exactly like this. Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And, of course, when people don't know who to call, we turn to Google. They won't need to know the name of your business, but they'll find you as long as they're in your service area. Now, of course, you're not going to be paying for leads or anything like that, and the calls that you get will be a very high conversion rate. So, you know, people aren't going to call you unless they look at your website first. And by the time they decide to call you, it's usually because they want to work with you. Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So this would, like when someone puts in pest control or whatever in Google, then ours will pop up in for this area.
Correct. Yeah. As long as they're within that 60 to 70 mile service area, and we will target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found, and for really any of the keywords that they might type in. They might type in pest control, pest removal. They might type in a specific type of pest that they're having problems with, and residential and commercial clients will be able to find you. You do termite work as well. And it's not just like insects, right? Like nuisance animals as well, raccoons, etc.
No, we don't do the animals. We do pest control, termite control, and weed control.
I gotcha. I was a little thrown then by the picture of the raccoon going through someone's garbage, it looks like, on your website.
So we do for customers, we can do that, like, you know, if they're an established customer, we can
do
that.
Got it. Okay. Not something you want to be found for someone who's never worked with you before, but for an existing customer, you obviously be able to help them out. So that helps us because, again, we do very targeted marketing. We'll target specific places within your service area, cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. If there are places even 10, 20 miles away that you don't want to go, you could tell us that too.
Can you
hang
on?
Just won't run your ads in.
Listen, what are you doing? Can you not talk right now?
Well, I'm kind of out here doing the marina.
Okay, well, I've got these people on the phone, and you know how we talked about getting on the first page of Google and Facebook ads?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is what they do.
Okay, you go ahead. If it's something you want to do and it's not too darn expensive.
It's $300 a month, month to month, but you don't pay for leads or anything.
We don't have to pay for leads. You think that that's a good thing? Well, let's do it and cancel and you.
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you too, bye. Okay, sorry, I wanted to call my husband kind
of. Of course.
A little bit. He was busy.
Okay.
So
that's
I was
okay.
Hoping I could let him listen to you, but he didn't have the time for that right now, so.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sure he married you for many, many reasons, one of which being that you've got a good head on your shoulders. He probably after all these years, loves the way it still looks, too, right? But, I mean, I'm pretty sure he trusts you in making a decision for the business, and I know that you just checked with him. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. It is month-to-month for a very good reason, and you are saving 50%. You do have a great-looking website. I like the look of it. From a consumer standpoint, it's really informative. It gives people all the reasons that they need to pick up the phone to call you. From a Google standpoint, it's Google compliant. Your website meets what Google needs for a website to rank well if it has the right off-page optimization. So your website is HTTPS. The S actually does mean secure, which is important because, you know, people can put in personal information on that contact form. And, of course, your website is mobile optimized. It kind of shrinks to fit or it stacks on itself for a smaller screen like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. So that's what Google wants to see. But from a consumer standpoint, like I said, it's got all the bells and whistles and all the information that someone would need. So, of course, we'll actively promote that website for you. Now, the tracking system that you'll get, you and your husband will have 24/7 access to it. We call it your client dashboard because there is a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the success of the account. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You'll be able to manage and monitor your online reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms and destinations. Everything that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So reviews might be on Google or Bing, they might be on Yelp or Facebook, Superpages, Manta, wherever the reviews originate, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can kind of request reviews, respond to reviews, kind of manage your online presence. Now, of course, the reports that you'll get, they update throughout the day. So almost real-time reporting, very up-to-date, last up to the minute information about where your work is coming from, what people are typing in, and things like that. And again, the best part about it is it's a flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And we're also not like, you know, the phone company or the cable company. We're not trying to invent ways to charge you more. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. It's just that simple, straightforward, flat rate. You do have a website, and we don't have to build a website for you. There is, of course, still a lot of content that we need to create to get you on that first page. I would, though, be more than willing to waive the one-time setup fee that normally attaches to that first month. So we're kind of investing in your success here. You know, we know that your success would be our success. Clients keep our service long-term because it's profitable, and nobody cancels on profit. As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense. I've actually been with the company myself for almost 12 years. In fact, April 17th, which is just a few weeks away, will be my 12-year anniversary. You'd be in really good hands with us.
Okay.
So being that it's month-to-month, you know, and designed to get your website in front of more eyes, get calls directly to you so you don't have to pay for leads. I mean, is that something you might want to try out and just have us earn your business 1 month at a time?
I think so, yeah.
So the website, of course, is guaranteepestok.com. The phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to call you, but it's not the one on the website.
Right. So you called the number on the website, and it's forwarded to my cell phone right now.
Got it.
Because my dad is in the hospital, and I'm the secretary, spend most of my time with him, and we're
Okay. So the number on the website, the number that you want your customers to call, is the 918-452-2302, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer. So no one comes to you. There's not like a physical address, showroom, or location. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. You go out to the customer. Google doesn't want or expect you to maintain a storefront. I'm looking on the website for an email address. This is really more for us to contact you regarding your account, the guaranteepestcontrol@outlook.com. That's a good email address.
Yes.
And the hours are accurate, kind of 8 to 5?
8 to 5, yes.
That's Monday to Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday and closed on Sunday.
Well, the Saturday thing, we've kind of more changed it to by appointment only.
By appointment only, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, probably me.
Perfect. And then Drew never did get your last name.
Okay, I'm going to spell it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's K-O-D as in dog, Y-K-E-R, Kodiker.
You kind of cut out just a little bit. You said K-O, and then was there an N or just the D?
No, K-O-E.
E.
D, yeah.
D-Y-K-E-R. I heard something there. Yes. I wasn't sure what it was. So K-O-E, and your first name is Lynette?
Right, and my husband's name is Corey, C-O-R-E-Y.
Okay. Is there a specific...
So
Corey obviously is going to be an authorized point of contact, meaning that he can call us and speak with us regarding the account. If we don't reach you, is there another number for us to call for Corey?
His cell phone number is 918-617-0303.
So I've got 918-617-0303 for your husband, Corey, C-O-R-E-Y. Same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And your first name, is that L-I-N-E-T-T-E?
L-Y.
L-Y. Okay, I was just going off of what Drew put in here.
But the
rest is correct. L-Y-N-E-P-T-E. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would schedule a follow-up call. It's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about, you know, your services, your service area, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. We'll want to know things like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And the other thing that I'm required to do is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are reducing the rate, that the rate is fixed, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification and schedule that follow-up call for the exact amount of $299 for that initial investment, Lynette, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
Now, do we need to do that right now?
We would put the billing information on here, bill the $299, and schedule that follow-up call. That could be as soon as this upcoming hour at, well, it would be pretty tight to get you in at the 11 o'clock, but there is a 12 o'clock and after that as well.
Okay. Yeah, let me, it's probably going to be his credit card, but I don't, I'm going to have him send me a picture of it, so I'll have it because.
Oh, is there a different card that you might want to use just for this initial month, and then we can change it after that?
Hang on. I might be able to do that. Hold on just a second. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, so this would just be for the one-time payment. Now, you can either update the billing information through your tracking system, or you can call us and we can update that, or if you wanted to update that with your client interview technician a little later on today, we could do that. On this particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It would be my name.
First and last, or any middle initial?
I'm going to go out and get it. Okay. I'm going to find it. Maybe this one.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Not a problem. I'm looking at the client interview calendar to see what is available for the rest of the day.
Okay, so I've got the card.
Okay. And
just my first and last name.
First and last. Is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It is a MasterCard.
Okay, that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Mm-hmm. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, 5523 4270.
Okay.
4067 8353.
And then the expiration month and year?
January of 29.
January of 2029. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
983.
983. I have 983, 983 on the back. I've got 01 or January of 2029 for the expiration date. And then, Lynette, was the card itself 55-23-42-70-40-67-83-53?
Yes.
And the last two is 5-3, not 6-3, correct?
Right, 5-3.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
2011 North 13th Street, McAllister, 74501.
74501. Now, about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. If you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'll just have to wait for the email because I don't have a pen.
Not a problem. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if they get that email either very late in the day or after hours. Now, as far as your client interview goes, it's too short notice to get you in at noon or 1 o'clock, I should say. I could do 2 o'clock or 3.
Two, because
I could actually do noon.
About 3
o'clock is open too. I could do 12 if that works out for you. There's also late in the afternoon.
That might
too.
Be better.
3, 4, or
well,
5.
Well, I got to head back to the hospital.
Okay. So what time
so
works
I'll be
best
going back to the hospital around 2 or 3. Noon would be good.
Noon. Okay, so we'll get you in at noon. I did see one spot available. So we can do the noon. It's too short notice then for our automated system to send you the reminder email that goes out an hour prior, but I will send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. Now I do need to get through that voice verification. Like I said, it's recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question. I do have it pulled up and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Lynette, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Guarantee Pest Control.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. The website, guaranteepestok.com. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Lynette Kodiker, owner.
And Lynette, as the owner of Guarantee Pest Control, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month-to-month. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Lynette, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. the reason that we ask, well, first of all, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Lynette, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 24th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches, Siri on a smartphone included, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Lynette, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, our automated system will send you that confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. And again, that's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The email address will be on there as well. Now, you will receive that email as well as an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do have your client interview scheduled for this next hour at noon. It is scheduled from 12 until 1. It should get to you right at or maybe a minute or two after the top of the hour. Usually only takes about 30, 40 minutes. There is a one-hour window. I did want to do one other thing here just to add a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Guarantee Pest Control, whether it's you or Corey, we may from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And even more important, a week or so from now or at any point down the road, if you get calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they're identifying themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, then don't entertain that phone call. Lynette, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information. Again, you wouldn't want to speak with them. The voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states it only bills on the 24th and only for exactly $299. It would never be even a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The first pet's name.
First pet? Okay, we'll go with the first pet's name. Mm-hmm. And then what is the answer?
Ace.
Did you say Paige?
No, Ace. A-C-E.
Oh, Ace. Ace, A-C-E, gotcha. Okay, Ace. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. So even our client interview technician will know that answer if you want to ask. I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you. I will be on that call as well in the very beginning just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open. I may, for whatever reason, be on another call, in which case they will call you anyway. They'll take very good care of you. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? Okay, looks like our system sent everything all at once. One email that you got says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open that up now. And it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything that you can send our way will help us expedite the process of getting you verified. Any photos of tools or equipment, the service vehicle. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. Google's usually pretty happy just with a photo of the work vehicle where it's parked at home. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes, both.
Okay, perfect. So I guess it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send our way does help us to get that verification process completed. The other one you got, or one of them, is the welcome email. That has our client support information. I think most emails do. The welcome email, though, does have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system is not active yet. We do need to do your client interview first, and it might take a day or so for us to get everything set up. You will, though, get by email and text official confirmation when that tracking system is active. Of course, you can try it any time. It may just give you a message that we're still setting everything up. Your username is the 0281 phone number. You can't change the username. It's in our system the same way, designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code's included, but it's just numbers, so there's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your username then is 918-864-0281. Your default password is BIGMEDIA, BIGMEDIA, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password at any point in time. Again, all of that information is on your welcome email. The other email is the one that I actually wanted you to open up. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open it up, it says, hello, Lynette. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So above where it says access your dashboard, if you can find those two words, click here, and then click on them. It is hyperlinked. It goes to the terms of experience. That will take you to the page that kind of talks about all the different services that we'll be providing. Everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. Now, obviously, your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything, but feel free to scroll through all of that. Now, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we will make sure you're listed on Bing as well.
Which email did you say I need to open?
The one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, so Local Splash, welcome, access your dashboard, nope, hang on, Initial Invoice, there it is, click here.
Yep, click on the click here. You'll see where it talks about all the different services we'll be providing, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. As I was saying, about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls too, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. We are doing the Facebook ads, etc. You'll see the long line that goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates the number and a couple of boxes, actually a few boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And the third box, acknowledging that it is auto billing on the 24th of the month, but that you can stop at any time. Now, once you've got those boxes clicked, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says click here and sign. Yeah. So that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name. It does want you to capitalize the L and the K, the first initial of your first and last name. And once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box. It's the orangish colored longer box. If you're on your smartphone, you might need to turn it sideways so it pops up a little bit higher, high enough for you to click on it. Once you do click on the confirm signature, it does a few things, actually. Lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we reduced the cost, allows us to work on that verification process and to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So you don't have to go the next step to logging into your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true just yet. We will be doing your client interview in about 45 minutes or so. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. It's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Then it's got your name, your username, and your phone number, which is basically the same thing. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include your phone number or your username. It does make it a lot easier for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. It's really the only email address that you need, and we'll take care of the rest. Our client interview technician will most likely give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly, but the support email is kind of the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there. Other than that, a real pleasure speaking with you. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you in about 40 minutes or so. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that website in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you take care. And the number that we're speaking on, this is the good number for us to call to do the client interview, right? The 0281 number?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, we'll talk to you in just a little bit here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too, Lynette. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.